For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. Serious question. What would you do if you didn't have arms?
Well, I have scuba dived, so I'm a certified scuba diver. I've learned how to surf on a surfboard. I have snorkeled, and I actually even slackline.
It's safe to say that Jessica Cox isn't one for limitations. It's also safe to say that she can probably kick your butts.
I'm also a fourth-degree black belt in American Taekwondo. So for me, activities and opportunities, that's what I live for and I love and I enjoy to go out and do new things.
You know what else she does? Fly. Yes, with her feet. Yes, often by herself. Yes, she is the first armless pilot licensed by the FAA.
So we weren't so sure how the Federal Aviation Administration would handle the news of me learning to fly. Turns out they were behind us. They said as long as I could get through all the requirements of a sport pilot and I could demonstrate how I could safely maneuver the airplane, they really were in full support of it.
Cox has been flying for about 10 years now. It took 3 planes, 3 instructors, and classes in 3 states to get her license, but she got it. You know what's funny, though?
I was actually terrified of flying, and so that was what the I struggled with, was taking off the ground the first time in a small plane, which was as a 21-year-old. So I spent my whole childhood flying commercially, and I was just terrified of going up on the big planes. But then this opportunity came to fly in a small plane, and of course I was terrified. But I went up, and in that first flight, I made this commitment that I wanted to do whatever it takes to become a pilot.
Phew. She's not really scared up there anymore then, right?
Sometimes I am still scared flying. Clouds scare me. Weather scares me. In fact, there are a couple things that turbulence and not being in smooth air does kind of make me a little scared. But I think that, you know, you just got to get through it and be a good pilot and be a safe pilot and make decisions and safe decisions.
In other words, be afraid and do it anyway. But also, be grateful. The reason Cox was even in Rock Hill was because she's on her way home to Tucson, Arizona. She flew in from Kitty Hawk after paying a visit to an old friend and making good on a promise to him.
The whole goal was to fly Senator Harkin, former Senator of Iowa, to celebrate the 30 years of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
That's former Senator Tom Harkin of Iowa. He was the lead sponsor on the ADA and now lives in Maryland, next door to the birthplace of the very aircraft Cox took him up in, her unmodified 1946 air coupe.
So we wanted to celebrate 30 years in a big way. We said, why don't we reach out to the senator who was, the lead sponsor, take him up. He's a former pilot. He's a military pilot. And when I met him maybe 4 years ago, he was just so thrilled to meet another pilot. And so I promised him 4 years ago, I said, I'm going to take you flying sometime. And we did it.
Cox was in first grade in 1990. As a result of the ADA, she got a slanted desk to allow her to write with her toes, doorknobs got replaced with levers, and other accommodations were made to allow her the chance to be a student like anyone else. She says the help propelled her to be a successful student.
This trip was all about awareness because we need to get the word out there that people with disabilities can do great things. Anyone can accomplish their dreams. They just have to have the support and they have to have accommodations at times to be successful. So that's what this trip is about raising that awareness that disability is not inability.
In other words, no one gets anywhere entirely on their own. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.